James Carville tells liberals get over your moral superiority after Love is Blind bride leaves groom for not being woke enough. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 16, 2025. Longtime Democratic strategist James Carville reacted to a bride on Netflix's Love is Blind leaving her groom at the altar for not being woke enough, telling liberals to get over your moral superiority. Carville, a Democrat strategist who has been married to Republican strategist Mary Madeline for over 31 years, reacted to Love is Blind dating contestant Sarah Carton leaving her fiancé, Ben Mezenga, at the altar over political differences, telling Fox News that liberals need to get over their moral superiority. "Get over your preening and your moral superiority," Carville advised single liberals, like Carton, who are looking for love, adding, "The more pragmatic in how you approach life, you'll end up being a lot happier, and you'll actually win an election. And therefore, you can actually do things and you could do some of the things that you want. Because if you lose, it doesn't do any good. It's about nothing. That's what I would tell them," the former Clinton operative said. As Breitbart News reported, Carton was slammed by viewers after she left Mezenga at the altar over his lack of interest in Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ issues, and the COVID vaccine, as well as for his church being too traditional. Watch below. Elsewhere in his interview with Fox News, Carville lamented how singles today use politics as a reason to date or not date somebody, noting that this was something he disregarded when he was dating. When asked how he has been able to maintain his long-lasting marriage, despite having opposing political beliefs, Carville answered that he and his wife have kept their work away from home. "When a plumber goes home, he doesn't want to fix the toilet. He wants to do something else," he said. "And so I've had enough politics at the end of a 15-hour day. When I sit down, have a drink with my wife, I don't talk about politics. We generally do not. Sometimes a little bit, but not nearly as much as you think." Carville also pointed out that when looking beyond politics, he and his wife have a lot in common: the kids, civic stuff in New Orleans, church stuff, a lot of the same friends, our families are close. I mean, there's all kinds of other things. Similarly, Carton and Mezenga also had a lot in common. As Breitbart News reported, during a Love is Blind scene in which Carton was seen incessantly pushing her fiancé to talk about LGBTQ issues, Mezenga remarked that the topic had come up so much in their relationship, and that he felt it took away from all the other things they had in common. Carton, meanwhile, could have possibly benefited from hearing Carville's advice, as the Love is Blind contestant had noted on the show that while she loved Mezenga and thought he was a great guy, with whom she had a lot of fun, she still wants a husband who has all the same views as her. "I always just assumed I would meet a guy who aligns in every single aspect," she said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.